Hi, Dan Sheridan with Lesson 16 in our American History course. Let's get started. Two Italians, John Cabot and Christopher Columbus, discovered the New World. We learned about them in previous lessons. However, neither one of them had the privilege of having it named after them. That privilege went to a man who followed in the footsteps of Chris and John. And we'll talk about the naming of the New World in a little bit. But first, we're going to talk about a few other expeditions, and then we'll tell you how the New World got its name. Vincent Pinzon, I think that's how you pronounce it. Let me tell you, pronouncing these names is very hard. It gets really hard when you start talking about the French. But Vincent Pinzon was in the service of Spain. He sailed from Cadiz on May 10th, 1497, and returned to the same port on October 15th, 1498. By the way, Pinzon commanded the Nina on Columbus's first voyage, so there's a connection there. Now, on this trip that he took that began on May 10, 1497, and lasted over a year, he took with him a man named Amerigo Vespucci, and he's also known by his Latinized name, Americus Vespucius. You know the name. He was a Florentine merchant who was very talented in astronomy and navigation. Now, Americus wrote a letter to a friend describing interesting stories of this particular journey, and I mention Americus here because it's important to the story later on, so we're building up here. All right, Pinzon and crew saw the Cape of Honduras in late June. They skirted parts of the Gulf of Mexico. They passed between Cuba and Florida, and they came up the Atlantic coast, it is believed, as far as the Chesapeake Bay. Now, from there, they went down to the Bermuda Islands. They captured a cargo of slaves. Ugh, terrible. And they returned to Spain. Now, they found no gold or riches on this trip, or rich cities, for that matter. What they thought was Asia was very different than what they had imagined. Remember, they thought they were in Asia. They didn't know that this was a new world yet. So this was the trip of Vincent Pinzon, the very first one that Americus Vespucius went on. Now, just at that time, there was amazing news being reported in Lisbon, Portugal, which would turn all eyes south instead of west. Vasco da Gama sailed from Lisbon in 1497, sailed around the Cape of Good Hope at the southern end of Africa, made it to India, and returned in the summer of 1499 with his ships loaded with spices, precious stones, silks, and other precious products of the East. Portugal had made it to the East, not Spain. Portugal won. Now, navigators stopped hunting in the Atlantic Ocean for Japan and China, and instead they followed Vasco's route. And Columbus's reputation started to suffer at this point. We won't rehash that. However, there were some explorers who still looked west. In 1499, on a second voyage, Amerigo Vespucius is said to have visited the northern coast of South America while still in the employ of Spain. Now, he was a navigator on this voyage under the leader Alonso de Ojeda. Now, Ojeda and Americus and the rest of the crew noticed something very peculiar. The natives on the coast built their wood villages on piles over the water with bridges connecting house to house. One village in the Gulf of Maracaibo, now the Gulf of Venezuela, reminded the sailors of Venice, Italy, so they called the area Venezuela, which means Little Venice, and the name stuck. Now you know how that country was named. In 1500, Pinzon sailed again. This time he landed on the Brazilian coast near Pernambuco, and sailing southward, he discovered the Amazon. Now, while this was happening, Americus Vespucci went to work for Portugal. Now, the details of this are important, so we'll talk about this in our next lesson. Americus went from working from Spain to Portugal while Pinzon was making this trip here in 1500. We'll pick that up in our next lesson. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Now, I know I told you I was going to tell you how Americus was named. I'm going to tell you that. We're building slowly but surely. I want you to stick around. I'm leaving you hanging on the edge of your seats, I hope. And I hope you're enjoying these lessons. I really hope you learned something. Until next time, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together.